Yo, yo, you already know. It's your boy Big Trail, repping Hot 92.5 The Heat. And as promised, we're about to bring you that exclusive interview with none other than the man, the myth, the legend, the entrepreneur, the actor, Mr. Kevin Gates. So grab your popcorn, sit back and relax. We're going to give it to you straight like that. And we out. Peace.
Hot 92.5. The hottest in hip-hop and R&B.
Coming up out of Baton Rouge, who were some of the artists that influenced you coming up?
Everybody know that. No Limit, Master P, CeeLo, Boosie. I'm still being inspired by a lot of the younger talent.
Yeah.
That's coming out to people younger than me.
Right, right.
That's why I like anybody from really Louisiana. I try to put my arm around them, aid in the system as much as I can. And I always bring like younger artists that's coming up in the game, I always bring them on tour with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never had that opportunity and nobody ever did that for me. So that's my way of just doing something for somebody that nobody ever did for me. Oh, excuse me, I'm saying the wrong thing. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz.
He brought me on tour with him.
Okay, shout out to Wiz, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's dope. And now that's one thing I can say, you're definitely a humble man and you speak with knowledge where I feel like, you know, if you're wearing a smile, everybody in the room is going to wear that same smile. And that's powerful stuff.
I've been smiling a lot more lately.
It's a good thing, right?
You have joy.
Right.
Joy never leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness, it come and go. That's just a feeling. And that's been one of my biggest prayers every day. Like, I seek refuge with the Creator from unhappiness. I seek refuge with the Creator from being ungrateful. I seek refuge with the Creator from being depressed. Because we don't have nothing to be depressed about.
See, that's that talk. And that's what the world needs to hear, especially in the state that we're in right now. A lot of people, they look at me, they're like, you always in a great mood. When I wake up, to me, that's the win. I dictate and I determine how my life is going to be played out that day.
Yes, sir.
By going out and treating people how I want to be treated.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, listening to you, I'm like, yo, like, I would have never thought in a million years, like, people don't hear what you, they hear you, you know, but I don't think they really, really catching what you're saying. Like, you were dropping jewels.
Get it, those who don't.
Right.
And that's just where I've been at with it. And I'm really helping myself here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not, with all due respect to all the motivational speakers, I'm not the fat motivational speaker telling you what you need to do. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't do this, you gotta work. If your body is in pain, then that's a sign that something is not balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And if something not balanced, then you in disalignment. Your body not in alignment.
Right.
So you can't even manifest and call into fruition the things that you want. Because you're not in alignment. You're not in tune with yourself. You don't have an understanding of self.
Right.
I pay attention to my body. How do I feel? Mm-hmm. What do I need? My body let me know what I need because I'm in tune with myself. I am the message I bring. Mm-hmm. Some people say they discipline. I show you my discipline through my temple. And it's a great responsibility to come with that when you start saying my body is my temple. Because
mm-hmm.
not anything you put in your mouth is spiritual warfare. You can't defile your temple.
Right.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do any of those things no more. Why? Because my body is my temple. And I honestly feel like that. So I have to exhibit a greater responsibility with the care and how I handle my temple.
True indeed. Self-preservation, the first law of nature, people believe that. And I'm going to share with you, when I seen that interview, it was I Am Athlete Dead, it just came to me. Shout out to Brandon Marshall, all them boys over there doing their thing. But when I seen that interview and you spoke on your fasting and your spiritual journeys and stuff, I was like, at that point, until I knew, I felt right, but I didn't feel right. I was off balance, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it helped me, like, I wouldn't run around here no junkie or nothing, but I quit smoking and I quit drinking. And since then, I tell my people, it's weird because now I feel like I'm operating on a whole different alignment. That I can see things like that movie Limitless. Like
and
I done took the Limitless
and
pill.
And you start to lose the things that's unhealthy in your life because you're setting healthy boundaries. Also, like me going to bed at 7 p.m. because I want to wake up at 2 and 3 in the morning and work out. I'm not at the hookah lounge. I'm not. If I do that, that's on an occasion. Then people offer me drinks. No, I don't drink.
You don't drink?
Right. You know, so my frequency too high to really be in these type of places.
Yeah.
Like, they was like, ain't no real people in the world no more. And I heard Silky say, he say, if you get a car like a Honda or a Corvette or whatever it is, you start seeing nothing but that on the road.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because that's what you focus on.
Right.
It is real people out here. Mm-hmm. When you start going to healthy places, you meet healthy people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about psychologically healthy, mm-hmm. emotionally healthy, physically healthy, yeah. you know, things of that nature. And that's just where I'm at. I'm in the cognitivity.
Yes.
And another thing, like, this been the biggest game changer for me. I stopped watching porn.
Mm.
I create a new neural path because it's like, what really made me stop watching porn and get on my semen retention journey, because I've been on my semen retention journey maybe like 5 years now.
Mm.
This brother told me, he say, you have to always exhibit a righteous code of conduct with yourself
mm-hmm.
in order to just be to reach your full potential. I say, why you say that? He say, because when you masturbate, that's self-mutilation. I say, why is self-mutilation? He say, because you committing a cowardice act. I say, well, why you sound committing a cowardice act? He say, you ain't gonna do it in front of everybody. You sneaking do that.
Mm.
He say, you watching the screen, you watching your phone, you sneaking and doing that. You won't even do that in front of your old lady.
Mm.
You committing a cowardice act. I say, you right. He say, when you want a beautiful woman, he say, you gotta go to the gym and work out. You gotta be mentally successful, physically successful, emotionally successful, and earn it. You gotta earn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. And again, like I said, so much that I see.
So it's like when I say earn it, you have to earn it.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah,
you gotta get it.
And because guess what? We give out energy. Once your aura raises up and you walk in the room, a woman know intuitively who's giving off creep energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not objective to me though. She's not an object of masturbation for me no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got to be stimulated mentally by you, or we can't even talk.
There it is.
I'm talking about once we engage, first 2-3 words. If you don't stimulate me mentally, if it's not mm-hmm. refreshing to talk to you, like it's some people you talk to, you feel drained after the conversation. Then there's other people you talk to, you feel like, ooh, I feel refreshed. I got energy.
Yeah.
You gave me life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stimulate me mentally, I don't even want to talk to you.
That's it. I can dig it totally. And that's something that I see, and I was like, wow, like, just picking up those different jewels, I was like, look, in order for me to be the person I got to be, this is what I got to do, what's right for me. I don't ask why me, you know what I'm saying? I ask why not me.
Why not me?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm built for this.
I'm built.
You know, that's one thing that I wanted to speak with you about, because, you know, as a man, it touched home with me, you know what I'm saying? But, of course,
that brother, Mr. Jason Wilson, he said a lot of times, he a beautiful brother. I watch him, you know, I follow him a lot,
mm-hmm.
him and Inka Johnson. And he said that a lot of times we only feel that we as good as our ability to do and provide. And I was like, yeah, that's true.
Right.
I never really had no self-worth about myself. That's why it was so easy to let myself go and engage in self-destructive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about habits. Like when I watch Wes Watson, he don't get on there and tell you what you need to do to be successful. He say habits, habits, habits. He big on habits
because mm-hmm.
we are our habits.
Yeah.
And how you do anything is how you do everything.
Mm-hmm. And for those that know, it takes 30 days to identify a habit and another 30 days to break that habit. But you got to be practicing. You got to use the purpose of what you're here for to identify those
and not
habits.
And not to cut you off, it don't have to take 30 days. We the most beautiful people on earth.
True.
We have to install a new program, a new way of thinking. When those urges come up and those cravings, you have to be honest with yourself and say that's a habit.
But
instead of saying I'm going cold turkey from it, I'm going to replace it with a healthy habit.
Mm.
I'm going to drop down and do push-ups. Like when I'm breaking a habit or replacing a habit,
yeah.
I'm going to do 30 push-ups, I'm going to do 20 push-ups. I'm replacing a habit. I ain't breaking it.
Because
if I'm just sitting there twiddling my thumbs, there's nothing for it to come back.
Sure indeed. Sure indeed.
There's nothing for me to relapse or backslide. I got to hold myself accountable.
Got to. Accountability is key. Well, people, y'all heard it first. Your boy, Big Trail, again, Hot 92.5 Heat with the incomparable Kevin Gates, man. Again, the pleasure's all mine,
yes, sir.
No question. I really appreciate this.
Yes, sir.
For real. And again, quarter number one, stay tuned. The album is dropping. So be sure to cop that. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out. If you're trying to get your mind